I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Fighting between rebels and government forces in Chad's capital city has killed at least 100 civilians. Government forces did manage to push rebels out of the capital, and the streets are quiet for now. Audio Scripture Ministry Faith Comes by Hearing's Morgan Jackson shares their concerns.
We have a team in Chad who is recording a language in Chad, and we got word yesterday that they're in fear of their life. They're hiding. The military is fighting with rebels, and they can't get out of that country. They're not citizens of that country. We're praying that they would be able to escape. So we have two workers in Chad, national workers from Ghana.
Next, Book of Hope is looking at 2008 as a year of growth. Their mandate is to reach every child with God's Word. Book of Hope teams want to reach over 70 million youth with the Book of Hope and the Godman film. They're moving this year to expand the scope of the Godman film to include more versions and languages. And last fall's floods in northern Ghana provided a fertile ground this year for a harvest, but it's not what you might think. Living Water International's John Nadolski says their partner in Ghana is a church leader who began the coordination of relief supplies. The local Salvation Army showed the Jesus film the night aid was distributed, and
they had over 85 people respond. Each of the adults were given a Bible, and the Salvation Army was going to stay and do discipleship training. So because of the relief program that was started, and because of our partner that we have with David Donker, Living Water International is able to see a church started.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.